Lav Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, 9-9. The Mishnah here is considering the sort of asymmetry between a tenant being here for a short amount of time and therefore depleting the field in a way that in 1 year he gets a lot of benefit, but then the landlord is stuck with like a depleted field that has, you know, depreciated a lot because of the overuse or the misuse and with unfair use that the tenant had in that short amount of time. So the specific examples given are cultivating flax and chopping down wood. The thought is that flax is very, very demanding on the soil and would deplete the field, and therefore it may be profitable in the first year, but then it takes quite amount of time for the field to recover. The Mishnah understands that would be a seven-year recovery process. And similarly, if you're cutting down wood for timber, again, it would take, say, 7 years for those, you know, those branches to grow back again. And that being the case, it's not fair that a tenant should basically be here for a year or two, chop down the wood, then he leaves the field and the landlord's left without any, you know, wood on the trees. So the Mishnah says, "Hamakabel sadeh mechaveru l'shana mu'atos." If the farmer is taking possession to work on this field for a small number of years, meaning fewer than seven, lo yizer ena pishtan. So then the farmer has no right to plant flax on the field because it really taps the field unfairly. Ve'ein lo bekoros shikma. Similarly, he has no right to chop down the branches on this shikma tree, that's called a sycamore tree, because if he leaves in short order, then the landlord again is left without, you know, timber. But kibla heimena l'sheva shanim, if it's 7 years or more that the tenant is contracting to live on this land, so then shana rishona yizer ena pishtan, then he is allowed to plant flax in the first year because, yes, it's resource intensive, but by the time he leaves 7 years later or more, the field will have fully recovered. Or v'yeshlo b'koros shikma, if he wants to chop down the wood from the trees, he can in the first year. He can't chop down the trees, they won't regrow, but if he chops the wood off the trees in a way that it will grow back again, by 7 years we'll have recovered, and therefore he could chop it in the first year, and then by the time he leaves, you know, 7+ years later, the trees will have grown back again, and therefore the landlord is not losing from his capital resources.